It wasn't so long ago that the Labor Party had plenty of troubles of its own. But today, the former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has declared leadership battles in Labor are a thing of the past. In a concerted display of unity, the Labor Party has bestowed life membership on Mr Rudd, his former rival Julia Gillard, and former PM Paul Keating. It all came on the final day of the ALP's National Conference in Adelaide, and our political reporter Melissa Clark is there. Melissa, Labor seems keen to show it's burying the hatchet.
Labor certainly has been emphasising its unity under the reign of Bill Shorten, particularly in recent months as the coalition has its own leadership battles. And to that end, at the Labor conference today, we saw the most recent former prime ministers awarded life membership of the party. And it is an effort to bury the hatchet, particularly given Bill Shorten was instrumental in the machinations that brought down both Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard. Bill Shorten was wanting to emphasise that he considers that part of Labor history.
There has been a lot of pain, but today I say to the conference, it is time for healing, to make peace with our past in the same way we are united about our future.
Melissa, what was the reception like for Kevin Rudd?
It was certainly respectful, but it was somewhat muted. Julia Gillard and Paul Keating, who both had life membership awarded today as well, couldn't make it to today's events. So that certainly reduced the chances of some awkwardness. The biggest cheer from delegates as these were announced was for Julia Gillard. But Kevin Rudd too was greeted with applause and received a standing ovation after his speech to the conference. Bill Shorten was the one who presented him with the medal for his life membership, and Kevin Rudd shook hands with Wayne Swan, his former treasurer and now ALP president. There was certainly no love lost between those two. So when Kevin Rudd gave his speech, he was all for positive words for the Labor Party and its current direction, but some of the pain he felt was still evident.
I honour also Labor Prime Ministers past, Bob Hawke, Paul Keating, and the very formidable Julia Gillard.
Kevin Rudd there, but of course he wanted to embrace the party, and he wanted the party to embrace him too.
And for us to fully grasp the future, we have to put to bed the disagreements of the past. And for us, that time has well and truly come. That's why I'm here.
Melissa, the conference is close to wrapping up, but industrial relations is still a key policy that has to be dealt with. What can we expect to see?
Well, so far, the conference through the whole event has been very carefully staged, managed. All major policy issues and debates have been sorted before they even get to the floor of the conference, and industrial relations looks set to be no exception. Unions have, in recent months, been pushing for a return to industry-wide bargaining for some sectors, but that won't be put forward as a suggested change to Labor's official policy platform. Instead, it'll simply be a case of some delegates making statements to put their case, and that's all. So this conference is set to finish as it began, which is as a very carefully managed event showcasing Bill Shorten's leadership.
Melissa Clark at the ALP conference, thank you.